President Cyril Ramaphosa has spoken on countless occasions about the need for the private sector to partner with government and other stakeholders to help turn the fortunes of the South African economy around. This as the country continues to face the triple scourge of unemployment, inequality and poverty. But what will it take to get the private sector's buy-in? To share some of his thoughts on the issue, I'm joined on the line by Ian Matthews. He's the head of business development at Bravura. Ian, over the last several years, private sector capital investment has been declining. Just give us a picture of what has happened with capital investment in the South African economy, say from the global financial crisis to date.
Uncle, I think if you look at where we've gone to in foreign investment in the country, it's probably dropped about 80% from somewhere in the mid-70s. billion to about 17 billion about a year or so ago. So generally, we're not finding a lot of interest from offshore. And locally, we're talking about currently for the current year about 0.1% for the half year of our GDP as being capital formation. And maybe we'll reach 0.8, maybe 0.9% for the full year. So very little investment. People are definitely keeping their purses closed and holding on tightly to it.
It's clear that much of the apprehension of adding further capital into the South African economy stemmed from policy certainty or uncertainty. But the perception now is that the new ANC leadership is making the right policy noises. But is this likely enough to get companies considering fresh investment in the country, especially given that any green shoots in the economy have yet to make a material impact in terms of economic growth?
I fear not, and I'll tell you why. I think what has caused quite a bit of nervousness, both locally and internationally, is the whole issue of land expropriation. I think whilst I personally don't really see it, seeing it being such a major issue, and I think we'll come out with an equitable and fair outcome, I think it does create a certain level of unease with investors, and as such, they are not necessarily ready to invest until such time as they greater clarity on property rights in the country.
President Ramaphosa has said that the ANC government will set up a 400 billion rand infrastructure fund, wherein it's hoping that the private sector will also come to the party. So practically speaking, how do you envisage it will work? I mean, would private sector participants add funds to that fund? Who would be charged with being responsible for the disbursements of those funds? And given that the private sector and government sector investment timelines are not likely to be the same, with the private sector being more short-termist, how would it all work?
I would certainly expect the IDC and the Development Bank to play a role in that regard. I think they have the experience and the skill, and also pretty much the sort of, to your point, the long-term view on the economy. So I think one would expect to see that that being very much part of that process. As to contributions or participation by the private sector, I think the way they will go is they will look at it on a project-by-project basis, where they will look to co-invest with government in a new project. And that could vary from just a public-private investment into a particular project, or concessional funding, or equity support, or government guarantees on certain revenue or anticipated revenue, very much on the model that one saw in relation to the renewable energy projects that were recently signed in by government.
Ian, just explain some of the financial terms that were referred to in the announcement of this fund, blended finance, and also, I mean, you've already touched on the inclusion of development finance institutions. Just speak to all the various different financing that will be available.
Firstly, I think one could expect to see from government some form of project funding where they would say, for example, underwrite a particular project by giving an offtake agreement. Essentially, what that means is they will undertake to buy services out of a particular capital project which the private sector is invested in, and they will agree to buy it in a fixed agreed prices, thereby giving the private sector a certainty as regard revenue. You'd probably be looking at stuff like, for example, interest subsidies. You'd see them looking at financing by institutions like the Development Bank, like the African Bank and the like, whereby they would provide funding on concessional terms at lower rates to effectively support the industrialization of the economy.
As the private sector gets more involved in public-private partnerships with government, what are some of the current impediments the government would need to address to make this option more appealing?
I think one of the key issues is probably right now utilities, and that's where, for example, the road ahead with Eskom and the cost associated with such resources, such as water and electricity. I think what again concerns people is Eskom has asked for 15% per annum increase in its tariffs, which, you know, the three-year period could result in a 60 to 70% increase in cost of electricity. So Africa was a country of cheap and easy electricity a couple of years ago. Today, it's probably one of the more expensive jurisdictions from a cost point of view. And I think the other concern is very much the issue of the sustainability of Eskom. I mean, the power outages we're suffering right now is not conducive to industrial development of the economy.
And so what are some of the solutions then? I mean, like you say, specifically around Eskom, it really does seem to be in an awful mess. And their debt levels are so high, their debt service costs just look very impracticable given the revenues that they're practically able to get. So what are the solutions immediate?
Well, let's say in relation to Eskom, I think that in itself is a very big question. I think the key issue, the one issue is, as we just touched on, is the issue of power blackouts. I mean, you can't be an industrialist and have your power supply cut off for whatever reason. So that's just the one side of it. The other side of it is one is going to have to look to government restructuring Eskom and with the resultant financial cost that might be associated with it. I think Jalan Buzo said last week, was it, that as Eskom stands today, it is into a locked-in loss position. It basically can't make a profit as it stands today. So one would see government in the next 12 to 18 months come up with a whole new plan in relation to Eskom, possibly the restructuring, selling off of parts of it to private sector to fund some of the capex that they've incurred and the like.
It does sound as though the board has actually made some very solid proposals, but they don't seem to be politically palatable at this juncture.
I think right now one can absolutely understand that government does not want to do anything which is politically, say, charged or creates political risk for it. So I think one could expect to see something only really materialise post the election next year.
That was Ian Matthews, Head of Business Development at Bravura.